This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Well, here we go again. Scary Jesus is back. I love when I, proclaim the gospel of the Lord after I've just read that, you have to hate your family and you have to give up all your possessions. In 9 verses, Jesus manages to demolish the American dream of the material comforts of life. Home, cars, high-tech toys, they're out. Even QVC has to go. And that's the one that gets to my heart. Hard to give up, but okay. But Jesus doesn't stop there. Hate my enemies? Check. Hate my family? Not so fast. Our parents and our kin? These are the people who have taught us what little we know about God's love and forgiveness. This cannot possibly be the same man who told us to love our neighbor as ourselves. But you see, in modern English, the word hate conjures up notions of an emotional state. The opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. The opposite of hate is not love, it's indifference. Hate is an emotional state. But in the Aramaic of Jesus' day, it's better understood as to love much less than. So now we can hear this with new words. He's not saying that we shouldn't love our family and appreciate material goods, but he comes first. God comes before all else. As someone once said, loyalty to him isn't one allegiance to be juggled among the rest. It is the only allegiance. It's non-negotiable. Luke tells us that large crowds were traveling with Jesus. Maybe some were just interested in what they could get from him, food or healing, or maybe just the excitement of being in the crowd. But this is a man who is on his way to Jerusalem. This is a man who knows firsthand exactly what the cost of discipleship is. And so he warns them, just as he warns you and me this morning, that discipleship comes at a cost. And we had better think about that cost before heading his way, because we're going to get a whole lot more than we bargained for if we follow him. Discipleship is lived. Loyalty is lived. It's not a mouthpiece. It's an action that you live into. And the cross he asks us to bear is a life lived unconventionally from the world's values. It calls for a willingness on our part to be transformed. Are we ready to dive into discipleship? Are we ready to move in a direction where God is calling us, even though we don't know where we'll wind up or what the situation will be? That's what Jesus is asking us today. Like the builder, like the king, Jesus is calling us to make a decision. And by the same token, God has not entered a redemptive process with us without being prepared to complete it. Like the potter who takes the clay that is spilled over and reworks it into another vessel, and I love this line, as seems good to him. God doesn't throw out the clay either. God doesn't throw out you, and God doesn't throw out me. If human artists care so much for their smooth, cold clay, care that it becomes something beautiful, how much more does God care for the clay of every human being dug from the very earth that he also created? So don't lose heart, friends. Make the decision to be one of Christ's disciples. Know that he will see you through, and he will not let you fail or fall. The cost of non-discipleship is far greater than the price paid to walk with Jesus. Discipleship brings abiding peace, a life penetrated through by love, faith that sees everything in the light of God's overriding governance for good, hopefulness that stands firm in the most discouraging circumstances, and the power to do what is right and to withstand the forces of evil. Non-discipleship costs exactly that abundance that I just mentioned of life that Jesus gives.